Hello, and welcome to EOL Travel. Our destination today is India, one of the world's most culturally diverse countries. India is rich in monuments to its extraordinary history. Many wars have been fought in India over the centuries, and many times it has been invaded by foreign armies. From the early Middle Ages onwards, there were frequent Islamic invasions. The Mughal Empire governed most of the country until the 18th century, when it became a British colony. Since 1947, India has been independent. Today, it is the second largest country in the world in terms of population, with over 900 million people. Many of them live in huge and crowded cities such as Calcutta, Delhi, and Bombay. All of these cities already have well over 10 million inhabitants. Despite its great size, India has a very high density of population, particularly in the cities. But India is, above all, a land of villages, millions of them. Even today, the great majority of Indians are peasants living from the land. The intensive and mechanized agriculture practiced in most of the developed world is virtually unknown here. Indian farming is almost entirely dependent upon manual labor. It gives employment to a large proportion of the country's population. Although most Indian peasants are vegetarian, they do keep large numbers of animals. The famous sacred cows are not eaten, of course, but their milk is used to make yogurt, cheese, and butter for cooking. Much of the labor in Indian agriculture is provided by women. Life in village India is still hard and exhausting. It isn't surprising that life expectancy is only 58 for men, though it is rising rapidly. Children born in India today can expect to live as long as those born in more developed countries. Let's hope that they continue to value their traditional arts. In Indian society, arranged marriages remain the normal practice. These girls will probably marry men chosen for them by their parents. Even the youngest children are expected to contribute on a practical level to the life of the community. But the Indian village is a genuine community.